Yeah. Yeah. Doom and gloom.
Yeah.
Like we said yesterday. Doom and gloom. What's the doom and gloom you want to talk about? What caught your eye this week or between yesterday and today?
Just a lot of states are starting to take the more serious approach, closing down non-essential businesses. And I'm there's been this debate. I guess we can go into this since we mostly talk entertainment here. Final Fantasy VII. Okay. You want me to go or?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Final Fantasy VII. So the remake is done. The game is finished.
Mm-hmm.
It's already the street.
It went to what they called it went gold. I want to say two or 3 weeks ago, which means they had a master disc to make copies from.
There's already the street date has been broken in certain areas. People have shown pictures. They got it. You know, we're in a situation where a lot of countries, states, whatever, are shutting down businesses. And so, you know, they got the shipment of these and, you know, they're either giving them out, taking them, whatever. We don't know. But we have pictures and confirmation that the game is out. So Square's basically said they're going to ship early the copies to, I believe, Europe.
And Australia.
There you go.
Yeah.
With the hope that they'll get there just in time for, I guess, the 10th or maybe a few days early and basically say, you know, if you live in those areas, there's a chance you may get the game early. Don't spoil it online. You know, don't be a dick.
Yeah.
There's been a big argument amongst American fans. Just drop it now digitally.
Yeah, because they said they plan to ship their official Twitter announcement. As a result, there's a greater chance that some of you in these regions, being Europe and Australia, will get a copy of the game prior to the worldwide release date of April 10th. For Western regions, including the Americas, copies will be shipped this week, and we feel optimistic that most of you will receive the game for launch day. However, due to the challenging situation, we cannot provide every details. Every delivery dates for each country and retailer. We really want all of you to. We really want all of you looking forward to Final Fantasy VII Remake to play the game on April 10th and experience everything we have been working on together. To everyone, we ask one big favor. If you get the game early, please think of others and don't spoil it for them.
Yes.
And then they go on from there.
So one of the big arguments not to release it digitally that I've read, because I've combed through a lot of the comment sections, was it'll hurt the brick-and-mortar stores. Because if it comes out digitally, everybody will cancel their pre-orders and go ahead and get the digital copy. My simple counter to that is, just today, some states within the United States have already declared they're going to shut down non-essential businesses statewide. Mm-hmm. This is spreading very quickly, these kind of directives coming from governors. Who knows by the 10th what will be open and what will not be open? So my point being, we don't even know if any of the game shops will be open on the 10th. Go ahead and drop it now. People are sitting at home. They, you know, the news cycle is nonstop. People are getting, you know, they need a release. They need something. This, I think, would help some people. Yes, I'm being a little selfish. I want to play the game. I admit that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, at this point, I just don't understand. Knowing that the game is done, just put it out.
I mean, it's a valid point. It's a valid thing. You know, what are you supposed to do if you're in one of those states that's not getting, that's got a essential businesses only order?
Yeah.
You know, what do you do then? I mean, yeah, your Walmart is likely to be open at one point, but it's not going to be open at midnight.
And how many copies are they going to get? Usually
is. How many copies are they going to get? Because you had people don't pre-order at Walmart. They pre-order at GameStop. And you're going to have GameStop's going to suffer no matter what from this.
Absolutely.
Unless you've got, I mean, I know they were fighting the California essential business order. I think it was the California one.
They tried, yeah.
A couple weeks ago, and I think they lost that battle, right?
They
California
did.
Told them to shut up. And so they did. And if it releases to Walmart on April 10th at 9 a.m., 8 a.m., whenever these stores open, that's where people are going, that and Target. But Target's not going to have the hundreds of copies for all of the people that pre-ordered.
Yeah.
And Target and Walmart is not going to have any of the fancy, you know, boxes with like play arts figures and big metal books. They're going to have like the simple deluxe edition and regular edition. That's all they're going to have. And so GameStop's going to lose out on all of its pre-orders no matter what. I don't think there's anybody that's going to wait in any state that has a non-essential business shuttering order,
yeah,
and their GameStops are closed. Those GameStops have already lost their Final Fantasy VII people, except for maybe those weird collector types that, you know, order the one with the play arts type thing, and they're like, yeah, fuck it, I'll go to Walmart, get the cheap regular copy, and then I'll still go buy my GameStop in the few. But thousands and thousands and thousands, and I'd say tens of thousands of people are going to opt for digital or just walk into Walmart or Targets across the country morning of April 10th, and it's going to look like the rush for toilet paper.
I know.
But it's going to be the rush for Final Fantasy VII.
And I know obviously in the grand scheme of things, this is, you know, pales in comparison to, you know, a lot of the horrible things happening around the world. And the only reason I'm bitching about it is because I know the game is finished. It's printed on discs. It's packaged. The game is ready to go, and yet they're still saying, no, you got to wait 2 weeks. And that's the thing that's irritating. It's like, well, what the hell? And my only thought is, yeah, they're looking at the market. But any projections with how the market works now, throw that in the trash. We don't know how anything works anymore, at least for now. And perhaps another thought, this was a thought I had, well, maybe they don't want to compete with Capcom. Because you have Resident Evil dropping Friday. And maybe they were going to give them a week, you know, with Resident Evil 3, and then they'd, you know, come out, you know, the week after. That was the only thing I could possibly think of that why they would hold off. But I don't know. I say release the game.
I'm with you 100%. I too say release the fucking game. There's no point in holding on to it anymore at this point. There's really not. It's going to get out, and it's going to be spoiled for people, and
yeah,
just fucking, like I said, in the United States, the primary store that Square Enix might be kind of having feelings for, GameStop, dozens of those states and which means hundreds of those stores, they already lost it.
Yeah.
Anybody that had just the standard or digital had the standard or the deluxe edition is just going to go to Walmart or Target. But that's just going to cause a run on Walmarts and Targets. You guys, mark my words, in those states where you can't go to GameStop, you best be lining up at Walmart and Target like 6 a.m.
But that's a problem too. But see, you make a point that I wasn't even thinking about, is if you have a situation like that, a lot of these stores are desperately wanting people to minimize. They don't want a line. They don't want crowds. Some stores don't want families. They said just send one person. So the idea of, you're right, a crowd of people all gathering trying to get a game.
It's going
to
happen for this game.
Absolutely. I agree. I think you could have those situations. Absolutely. So I don't know. I'd say release it digitally now. You'll go ahead and pull a bunch of people. We'll go ahead and just buy that. And then the ones that have to buy the physical copy because maybe they don't have the internet connection, you know, they'll go do that.
Well, they got to have an internet connection anyways to download the patches and shit.
Well, yeah, they're just going to be patch-free. there are gamers that do that.
If I'm Walmart right now, if I'm Target right now, I'm coming up with a plan for this. Because me as a gamer and understanding the enormity of this, I might even be trying to see if I can't say, hey, can we get more shipments because the GameStops in this state are closed. Like California, Walmart, and Targets should be saying, hey, Square Enix, man, what if you only ship the first class orders, the ones with the Play Arts figures? What if you only ship those to GameStop and send all other deluxe and standard editions to us, and let us have those? I think that's a legitimate. I think that's something Square Enix should legitimately consider at this point, because, like I said, if you ordered a regular or deluxe edition, you're not going to wait for your state to let GameStop open its doors. You're going to go across the way to Walmart or Target. Yeah. But they're not prepared for it yet, and they don't have enough copies.
I think they may see something like this with Resident Evil. Not on the same scale, but a lot of people are going to want to get that game this week, you know. These are two big games, Final Fantasy VII, I think, being, you know, the one that's really going to have a major demand. But, yeah, like I said,
are there any special Resident Evil 3 things coming out?
Shit, I don't know.
Because that's a game like Resident Evil 2 did really well on digital sales, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. It was one of those that did really well, unless you were ordering some super deluxe edition that they had. Like, most of their deluxe editions was just DLC, so there was nothing to gain from getting a hard copy.
It's a good thing that Cyberpunk got moved. And I say that because that was not only a game that, you know, has a lot of demand, but the physical copy is what everybody wants, myself included, because it comes with all the cool little packaging and maps, and, you know, it's actually worth it to get the physical copy.
Which game is that again?
Cyberpunk.
Oh, okay.
Which who knows when it'll come out now. was it Minecraft Dungeons got delayed? It was supposed to be out this week, and they were literally finishing it up, and they didn't. I think they said the developer, they're actually working on the game from home currently. Yeah, this thing is affecting everything, man. Everything. I mean, everything. It's wild.
Yes, indeedy. I know I'm getting digital. I like I said, I had the gift card from Christmas. Mm-hmm. I used that. And got a PlayStation Network or PlayStation game card, whatever it's called, and store, and got digital, and so I'll pre-install and I'll be up at midnight, or I'll be ready just in case they decide to go ahead and just say fuck it, release what you've got where you've got it. And
what is your first gaming session length? What do you think it'll be for that game?
Until I pass out.
That's what I was. I was gonna say something like 12 hours, but I realistically, possibly close to that.
till I cannot physically stay awake any longer, which my wonderful bouts of insomnia have been very beneficial for. So I feel bad for my son because he's out of school now and he likes to play on the big TV. Being special needs, he actually just had a meltdown shortly before this a sensory meltdown, not a behavioral one. Just before this podcast, he's super sensitive about his eyes. Yeah. If anything gets in his eyes, it's like Chernobyl immediately. It's out of my eyes. He won't stop rubbing them. He won't let us look in them. He won't open them. He just wants to keep rubbing them, which hurts them worse. And he's in a freak out mode about it. And he can't figure out how to get out of it. He can't control himself. So he's home and, he doesn't have, at his age, I had my own this might sound like, my parents were rich or something. They weren't rich or anything. We knew how and where to spend money. I had a small little like 11, 12 inch TV, in my room, big, huge, boxy CRT, 10, 11 inch television with the turn knobs on it. Right.
Same.
Yep. Me and too. I had the old, coaxial connection for the Nintendo. And when I was in kindergarten, I had that in my room. I had my own TV, my own Nintendo. Well, because of my son's meltdowns and because of his lack of ability to control himself, I'm not going to put a television in his room. I'm not going to put a Switch in his room. So he's going to have to deal with just playing on the Switch.
Does he ever watch you play games? Does he like watching a movie?
Sometimes, but he does get his 45 minutes to an hour of game time a day, and sometimes he likes to use it on a tablet. Sometimes he likes to play Sims 4 on the laptop with Christine. Sometimes he wants to play Lego Dimensions on the PS4 or play one of the Lego games on the Wii U or the PS3. Or PS4, it just kind of depends. And sorry if daddy's awake, unless something weird's going on, and I have to watch the news. I'm Final Fantasy VII Remake for a couple weeks.
You can stream the news on your phone while you're playing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I have Sirius XM. I can stream my right wing propaganda right to my phone. So
usually when I'm on the computer, I'll have a news feed up, just, you know, keeping an eye on things. Especially in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But
yeah, in my office, I have a TV and a satellite box in my office, a little 32 inch Hitachi, which I would love to give to Lucas, mount it to his wall, and put the Wii U and the Switch up there for him, and eventually give him the PS4 whenever I got the 5. But he's just he got angry and he broke one of the Joy-Cons on his Switch that he got for his birthday. He got really frustrated and he was pushing hard on it with his palm and broke one of the sensors on the inside. So it doesn't sense movement in a certain direction. Mm-hmm. And we told him, you know, you have to save the money and buy the replacement because you broke it out of anger. And so he's learning lessons, and slowly he'll learn. But I would love to give him his own TV and let him have his systems up in his room, so he'd stop bugging me about the big TV.
Well, how big is your TV?
The one in our living room is 65.
That's what you'll be playing Final Fantasy on.
I'll be playing Final Fantasy on 65-inch 4K from Sharp. It's just a Sharp Aquos we got from the Navy Exchange years ago. I've got a very, not very old, but semi-old, probably like 8-year-old Yamaha surround sound system. It's a 5.1, no, it's 7.1 surround sound. I've got that. I'm stoked. I'm set. I'm ready.
I'm excited about it, man. That game, the positive of waiting 2 weeks, hopefully we won't have to and they will release it. But if we do have to wait 2 weeks, it is something to look forward to in these rough times.
A slight glimmer of light at the end of a sort very, very of, dark tunnel.
It's just great. How, that's a question. How do you, you know, you have a family, you have a kid. I know for me, you know, I get texts all day. I have, you know, coworkers, friends, etc., dealing with all the stress. I mean, people are starting to need outlets, you know, to talk about things because this is tough. Like dealing with a family. I mean, I don't have a kid. I don't have a wife. I can't imagine the difficulty of that. Do you not follow the news directly, or how do you deal with that?
I mean, I watch it from time to time, time to time. Tim, tell me what happened on the news today. I watch our local news quite a bit, to get a feel for what's going on here, where cases are, where I live.
That's smart. Yeah.
How bad they are. The national news I'll turn on. I usually like to watch the pandemic team's press conferences, which are basically daily now.
Yeah, I watch. I usually catch a highlight of it or whatever.
But I've got SiriusXM radio, so I can catch those on all of the major cable news channels. Have a channel on SiriusXM, which is the same thing that's on TV, just no images, and so I can catch it on there, or highlights with some of my favorite, you know, extremist right wing alt right propagandists, as they're labeled, you know, those horrible people like David Webb, Andrew Wilkow, and Mark Levin, you know. A black man and a Jewish guy, and yeah, one white guy. You know, I got to have a little diversity in there. I had to have one normal white guy, but I don't know if you can tell, but I don't give two fucks now. It's starting to grind on you. We've got cases in our city, and I don't want to go out and risk getting sick. So I don't go out very, very often anyways, because it hurts me to sit upright for very long, and I've got some really bad anxiety since the car accident in November. I'll go like right around the block. Literally, if I could physically walk, I'd probably walk instead. There's a Walmart neighborhood market, and it's literally like, I would say, 3 New York blocks away from my house. Easy to get to, right? So I feel mostly comfortable driving there and then coming back. But and then there's a CVS about 2 New York City blocks to the other way of us, which I feel safe going there.
Yeah.
And so we like essentials, we got that really, really close by. But it's still just a fact of not wanting to go out because the virus is here.
I know. Yeah.
It is here in my city. And not just in my city, but I live in a breaking news. Well, because of the way this is done, ladies and gentlemen, this might be the first you're hearing about it. Morbius, Uncharted, and Ghostbusters pushed to 2021.
Whoa. Whoa.
Humberto Gonzalez, who some of you may know, used to work at LRM a long time ago. Now is a film reporter for The Wrap. Big Scooper is saying, yeah, Sony is pushing five films. Let's see here. Peter Rabbit 2, The Runaway, Morbius, Ghostbusters Afterlife, Uncharted, which was already in 21, was moved from March to October. But they still fucking finding directors and shit for that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's big. What's your take on that, Brian?
Well, hell, we talked about that yesterday. In yesterday's show, what were the films going to do? And here's our answer. I think that tells me that the movie industry is going to chalk 2020 to just a loss, a whole wash. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to see this with more films. I think that they're afraid that not only are the theaters not going to open for a long time, but when they do, they're still not going to generate the money that they would like them to generate. So, no, I think that alone tells me I think the whole year is a wash and that they're either going to move films to 2021 or just have to go, you know, bite the bullet in VOD and drop them, you know, as soon as they can to try and, you know, recoup some money now. This changes everything as far as films, as far as the film industry is concerned.
Yeah, we said yesterday that this week would change everything. So it looks like studios are willing to push everything to the right. So I think we can expect an announcement that the Eternals has been pushed to 2021, and with hopes that Black Widow will take its place in November.
They'll either do that, or the only thing about like Mulan and Black Widow that's slightly different is if Disney needs money now. You know, is Disney, we need cash flow right now. And if that's the case, they may look at something like that and say, okay, well, that'll get us, you know, X amount of dollars. But other than that, if that's not the case, then yeah, I think they would just go ahead and push it.
Well, yesterday, comicbookmovies.com, their sources told them that Grace Randolph's sources saying that they are looking at Black Widow and Mulan, for digital release are completely off base and not true. The funny thing about Source Games is you got some people that hate Grace Randolph because of the times that she's wrong, but they forget about the times that she's been right.
Yes.
And same thing with Humberto Gonzalez. Same thing with a lot of people, you know, the thing about scoops and rumors is you got these sources and they're deep inside, guys. Just to let you know, LRM has sources, and they're deep inside of Hollywood, and they're feeding us, you know, things that they're hearing at the water cooler. You know, things that exactly. they're seeing on like inner office memos and things, discussions, and they're trying to, you know, feed the news outlets because they either used to work for one of the news outlets, they're friends with somebody that's at the news outlet, whatever the case may be, they try to feed us information, and that keeps sites like LRM going. We try to be more than just a scoop site. But you'll remember in the past that was about all LRM was. But the bad thing about being just a scoop site is you eventually burn a lot of bridges, pissing people off. And sometimes we know when some of our scoops or sources have been correct. Because somebody will get an angry call from a studio saying, could you take that story down, please?
Yeah.
And then we go, oh, yeah, sure, okay, yeah, take it down. And then all inside our LRM Slack, we're like, it's true, motherfuckers!
Yeah, and as far as that particular story, the Black Widow one, I'm not going to believe even the other side until Disney comes out and says, it's being moved to 2021. Yeah. When they make that declaration, we'll know that it's off the table. But until they make that declaration, no. And keep in mind also they have to protect their stocks, mm-hmm. and they have to think about that. So that, you know, if a story like this comes out and they think, you know, they haven't completely committed to it and they think it may could affect the stock, they may put out another story saying, no, it's completely a lie. I'm a wrestling fan, and, you know, so, you know, the dirt sheets, as we call them, you know, there's constant rumors and guys that supply those rumors, and they're, you know, sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong, but
yeah.
Yeah. And then sometimes they'll be right, and then the company will blatantly lie. And then, yeah. and then turns out, no, it was true. But
yeah, it's kind of like the Russo brothers. Nobody has guessed the title of Avengers Endgame. One of the first guesses was it was going to be called Endgame. No, nobody's guessed it.
Exactly.
But they didn't guess it. They knew it. See how we did what we did there?
But with those moves, that tells me definitely that, like, Wonder
Ghostbusters
Woman.
Ghostbusters wrapped, man. Ghostbusters was ready, and that was already a fast-tracked movie, so do you think they tweak that one more now?
If they don't think it's good. It? I mean, it depends. Like I said, that was the one that I said had the most to lose, because they're hoping that this builds,
yeah,
builds, you know, a franchise that people want to buy toys and stuff. And so that was one that they really had to be careful with. Morbius, I mean, it's going to make a certain amount of money just because, so it's not as risky, you know. So moving it 2021, that's fine if they want to do that. They could have went direct to video. Does this scare you into thinking that they have such big plans for their Spider-Verse?
I just wonder what it does, because then now you've got three Spider-Man related films coming out in 1 year: Morbius, Venom 2, and Spider-Man, MCU Spider-Man 3.
Do you think pushing all these movies back to back to back will hurt them? Could audiences, I don't know, you know, could audiences
if it
just
hurts
not
Sony
be in the
good.
Mood?
I hope so. I hope people don't want to go see the shit that doesn't have MCU Spider-Man. Don't support Sony, people. Please don't encourage them. Make them sell the shit back to Marvel. that's my two cents on it. Well, man, that's crazy. Yeah. Those five movies pushed, no news on about pushing Venom 2 at all. So Morbius might not even be important for Venom 2 storyline, because I don't know if they're going to try to keep it before Venom 2 or set it after Venom 2. It looks like a very 1990s, early 2000s origin film. Looks, feels, smells like, I guess it will be like a late 90s, early 2000s origin film. We'll see how it goes. But yeah.
Does this make you feel that Hollywood is thinking things won't get good until holiday season, October, November, December?
Yeah.
And they're thinking, you know.
And that would go along the lines with what you and I had said yesterday. That we think, you know, we're going to peak here in May, June, start looking at that curve, that recovery line in August, September, with finally recoveries taking over. New cases, more recoveries than new cases. By the time we get around October, that fits in line with what I think is going to happen. I don't know. On the legitimate news side, man, people have shown different charts. Because everybody's like, you know, the U.S. is the actual epicenter because they got the most raw cases, but people forget how big of a fucking country we are. I mean, New York itself, the state of New York itself has population, and of course the city itself has population the size of some European countries, you know.
Yeah, we're massive.
Same with California.
For those who don't live here, it's a big country.
Yeah, it's a huge fucking country, land mass wise and population size, 330 million. When you look at deaths per million people, like Spain and Italy, like trounce the United States. Like, every the numbers, put it this way, ladies and gentlemen, anybody can take these numbers and spin them to make them look better or worse than what they really are. And then the only thing that you really need to do is put everything into a scope of what your country is, how large your country is, and population size, population centers, forms of transmission and transportation, how stuffed up people are. Some of these Midwestern states, your Wyomings, your Idahos, your Minnesotas, outside of their major cities, man, they're not going to have a big deal with this. They're not. There's no population there. You know, Utah, outside of places like Salt Lake City, it's not gonna happen. But the East Coast, West Coasts, and slightly inwards in some states like Tennessee, because of places like Nashville and Memphis and Knoxville, places like Georgia because of Atlanta. Cities. And Savannah, they do have big cities. Where I live is a major metropolitan area of over a million people, and we were a spring break destination. And I found out that we hadn't closed our beaches during the first part of spring break, but most of the people going on spring break came from elsewhere and then left again. So.
Yeah, no. That was a big issue, because what happened was a lot of places let out, and this was, what, 2-3 weeks ago? All the young people hit the coasts,
yeah,
up and down the entire United States and you know, did what they did, and then they went home. Yep. And so a lot of those cases are starting to pop up now, because, you know, this thing, you may not start showing signs for, what, 5-10 days plus? Mm-hmm. So that's what's happening right now.
It's gonna be weird, but look, I said some names of people that I listen. I do. I listen to guys like David Webb and Mark Levin and Andrew Wilkow. I don't really care. My politics are for me and me alone. But I do take serious my job as a reporter and a. Of, I guess, an entertainment pundit. Like, when I give opinions here on this show, I always try to make sure the audience knows when I'm reporting news, when I'm reporting rumors, and when I'm reporting or talking about my opinion. And I hope that my lines are clear enough. And you out there, the audience, if I'm ever not clear enough, please keep me in check. Because I don't want to do anything. Because, like I said, these death numbers. People can play politics with them, and they can spin them to look good. They can spin them to look bad, but everything's got to be put in context into the size of the United States of America, and into the size of certain cities and areas that we have. And just please stay safe out there, everyone. Don't go out unless you absolutely have to. And when you come back, use some hand sanitizer before you touch all your doorknobs, and wash your hands after you put your groceries away, and yeah, just be safe, be clean. You got anything else to put out today, Brian?
No, man. No.
Let's hope that Square Enix does release Final Fantasy yes. VII digitally. Just say fuck it and release it, because I'm ready for it. And to everybody else, if you work at a Walmart, you need to pull your manager or Target. You need to pull your managers aside and be like, "Hey, dude, hey, lady, what do you know what Final Fantasy VII is? Let me tell you a little story about what's going to happen April 10th." So yeah, and to any GameStop employees, man, best of luck, guys, because I don't think your store is going to be around much longer. And I know that was a lot of people's like dream job back in the day. So, anywho, make sure you guys check out LRMOnline.com every single day for all your entertainment news needs and and opinions. Make sure you are subscribed to the YouTube channel for a lot of great content there, including the new live Los Fanboys on Fridays, which is also still available as podcast on the LRM Online Podcast Network, wherever you get your podcasts from, and great shows like Breaking Geek Radio, LR Mornings, LRM's Top 5, Los Fanboys, like I said, Geek Scholar Movie News. I never remember where the extra S's are supposed to go in that, what to watch this weekend. And then connected to the LRM family, available through our homepage, but not the podcast network, Nerdflix and Chill and the Comic Source. So make sure you are checking out all of that. Like, share, subscribe, share everything. Give us some notes on what we can do to make your guys' entertainment experience better. The more you help us, the more we can help you. And speaking of helping other people, help Brian out and go to where, Brian?
You can check me out on YouTube. The channel's name is Pulp Mythos. That's one word, P-U-L-P-M-Y-T-H-O-S. And I'm currently doing reviews for Westworld, so check it out.
There you go. And you guys can find me at That Kyle Malone on Twitter. Thank you so much for listening. I do appreciate it. Be safe out there, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.